Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Just to be curious, how many of you already have your Christmas trees set up in your homes? All right, awesome. I feel guilty. Advent is already upon us. Can you believe it? That we're only a few weeks away again now from celebrating Christmas. And I don't know about you, but for me, Advent brings to me a lot of memories. I grew up on army bases, many years spent in Germany, and so I remember going during Advent to the Christkindl markets in Germany, the Christ Child market. We call it the Christmas market. The smells, the sounds, the snowfall in Germany. We don't have that here, but hopefully you have your own traditions and things that you remember as you enter into the Advent season. Maybe you have different family traditions. I think we all have something like that comes to mind. And so here we are in the church entering in this Advent season, and there's things that we share as a Catholic family that we do every year when we enter into this season. We call Advent a mini Lent. That's how the church views Advent, as like this mini Lent. We wear the same color, the purple color, because it is a penitential period of time as we prepare for the Jesus coming. And so we prepare for the resurrection. We also pray, we prepare for the birth of Jesus. In the opening prayer, I wonder how many of you were paying attention. There's a beautiful part of the prayer where it says, "Grant your faithful, Lord, the resolve to run forth to meet Christ at his coming." And I love that image of running forth to meet Christ at his coming. Now, when I was a kid, I did pretty good at school, and every once in a while you get a report card. And I usually got straight A's, you know. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying. But when my dad would come home and I would see his car pull up in the driveway, I would run forth with my report card because I wanted him to see it. I was so excited that my dad was home, I could run forth. Now, if I got a bad grade, I would probably retreat to my room and hope he didn't notice that I was missing, right? And so the image comes to my mind that we're called to do good things in our world, our families, so that when Jesus does come again, that we can run forth to meet him, so that we can be joyful rather than fearful at Jesus coming. And so there are three ways that, as a family in the church, that we celebrate in the Advent season, three comings. And so in this Advent season, we celebrate the historical coming of Jesus, something that happened, you know, over 2,000 years ago, as we remember the baby Jesus being born in Bethlehem. And I think it's important that we go back to those stories and we retell it. One of my favorite childhood memories is when we would watch slides. You ever have slide night? My dad had this old slide machine. He had to pull the thing out, put the new slide in there, and slide it back in. And we would have a sheet over the wall or on the television, and we would watch our story of when we were kids. We would relive those moments. And I think we do that in the church as we recall the birth of Jesus. I remember as a kid being around the Advent wreath and my brother and I getting in trouble for playing with the candles while they were lit. But we would retell the story about the Annunciation. We'd retell the story about how John the Baptist came to be and how his father he lost the ability to speak until after the birth. And we would retell the stories. And I think that's an important part of celebrating the first coming of Jesus. That in this time of the year, it's important that we go back and we look at the historical event of Jesus. I love to watch around this time of year, there's it's a Protestant video, but it's great. I mean, there's not anything denominational in there, but I think it's called The Star, and it talks about the Star of Bethlehem and how purely scientific level, what that would have looked like in the evidence that he has found in studying astronomy, that there was a solar event that was happening at the time that Jesus was born. So I think it's important as we celebrate Advent that we celebrate Jesus' first coming by looking back, by retelling the story, reliving those moments. And so that's a wonderful way to celebrate the Advent season, is by retelling the stories, especially if you have children, because don't take for granted that the children don't always know the story. I think sometimes we fail to pass on the story well. And so have fun as parents creating an Advent night and retelling and sharing your faith with your children as you recall the first coming of Jesus. We also then celebrate what we call Jesus coming into our hearts today. And that's something that we actually do every day. Every day we have to look at how Jesus is inviting us into a closer relationship with him each and every day. And so it's paying attention. How is Jesus coming to me today? How am I living out being a disciple intentionally rather than just like letting it happen? Like sometimes maybe you're caught unaware. There's a beggar catches you coming out of Costco and asks you for a dollar or some change. And we don't really think about it, but maybe to get rid of them, we give them a dollar or we give them some of our change. Well, what about being intentional about it? What about preparing for that person, saying, you know what, there's somebody that needs help, and I'm going to seek them out. I'm going to prepare a lunch bag, and when I see somebody on the corner that's in need, I'm going to give them this. That's being intentional rather than just letting it happen like gravity on accident. I think it's important as a disciple that we're intentional about how we live out our faith today or how we live out our faith tomorrow. And I think that's the second way that we celebrate Advent, is being intentional about welcoming Jesus into our hearts today. Yeah, he was born 2,000 years ago, but he comes to me every day and he knocks at the door of my heart and he asks me to walk with him a little closer each and every day. How many of you have seen the painting by an English painter, William Hunt? It's called I Stand at the Door and Knock. And there's several different renditions of it, but basically it's an old painting of Jesus standing in front of an old wooden door, knocking at the door. But the interesting thing is this door doesn't have a doorknob on the outside. The door can only be opened from the inside. And so that's the invitation, that Jesus stands at the door and he knocks. And if we open the door, he will come in, as it says in Revelation, he'll come in and have dinner with us. And so he doesn't kick the door in, he knocks at the door, but it's up to us to be intentional, to open and welcome Christ into our hearts. And so I think the second way that we can celebrate the coming of Jesus in this Advent season is to recognize the ways that he's speaking to our heart today, and how am I living out my discipleship intentionally. The final way, I think, the third way that we celebrate Jesus coming is we look forward to the day when Jesus will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. We look at the second coming of Jesus into the world as judge. And to do that, we prepare by frequent confessions. By not being afraid of coming to confession, but recognizing that we're called to be ready when Jesus comes. We don't want him to catch us by surprise, and we're completely unprepared. And so by frequently going to confession, it's a way of preparing for that end time. Now, when I was a kid growing up, what was normal was that we would go to confession every Christmas and every Easter. right? That's when the church had the big penance service and they invited 10 or 15 priests. You could find the priests that you didn't know. They were never going to see you again. I had heard one point that John Paul II didn't really like those kind of penance services. And I thought, why wouldn't he like that? I mean, everybody's going to confession, hundreds of people. But what he didn't like about it was that it gave the impression that you only need to go once or twice a year. And the better way is whenever you're mindful of a serious sin, why wait 5 months? Why not go and take care of it? If you have a toothache and you just went to the dentist a week ago, you're not going to say, I just saw the dentist last week. I have to wait till next year when I normally go before I see him. No, if you have an issue, you go right away to the dentist so that the problem doesn't become worse. And so I think it's important to be disciples of Jesus. Yeah, we can take advantage of those communal penance services, but we need reconciliation all throughout the year. So any time that we're mindful of a serious sin, we should go to confession sooner rather than later. Apart from going to confession regularly to prepare for Jesus' coming, it's a time also for us to ask, what do I need to do to change in my life in order to be a better disciple of Jesus Christ? What do I need to change in my life? Is it something that I need to get rid of, or something I need to change as far as that goes? Or is it something that I need to add in to my life? For a lot of people, they will say, I'm not reading the Bible, the Word of God, like I should. I want to read it, but I'm too busy. Maybe that's something that we need to add in, is to say, I'm going to dedicate myself to a period of time every day or at least every week to reading the Scripture. Or maybe it's the Rosary, or maybe it's helping serve the poor through St. Vincent de Paul or another ministry. What is it that I'm called to add or change to better prepare myself for the end of time so that when Jesus comes again, I won't run and hide, but I'll run out joyfully to greet him. Amen.